Simple snack ideas. Okay, your day's menu is nearly complete. But even if you feel you will not be hungry between meals, pencil in a few snack ideas so you will be ready in case the munchies do hit. A 3 p.m. hunger pang can erode your resolve, so stock up on things that you can feel good about eating. Here are some snack suggestions. Fruits have a surprisingly low GI in most cases, and they are unbeatable for nutritional value. Keep apples, oranges, pears, bananas, and other fruits on hand. Some people like to keep a bowl of cantaloupe and melon chunks in the refrigerator for an instant snack that's ready when they get home. Dried fruits are acceptable. Surprisingly, their GIs are not necessarily higher than those of fresh fruit. Because their water has been removed, however, it is easy to take in far more calories with dried fruit than with fresh fruit, so it pays to favor the fresh varieties. Instant soups are great to keep in your desk drawer. Just add hot water when you're ready to eat. Minestrone, split pea, lentil, and other varieties are typically vegan and low in fat. A simple sandwich of lettuce and sliced cucumber and tomato with mustard on rye bread will fill you up with nothing to regret. Three bean salad will hold you until dinner. Air-popped popcorn skips the fat of the usual kind. Top it with garlic salt, mixed seasonings, such as spike, or nutritional yeast. Hummus on a whole wheat pita is filling and low in fat if you use the quick recipe on page 15 of the bonus disc, the menu and recipes section. Other simple snacks include bran cereal with soy milk, pumpernickel or rye toast with jam, carrot sticks and rice cakes. Look for simple, unsugared varieties. A balanced dinner. A good way to make sure your dinner is well balanced is to fill about a quarter of your plate with a legume dish. That means beans, peas, or lentils. You might choose baked beans, a bean burrito, or black-eyed peas, for example. These foods are rich in protein, soluble fiber, and minerals, and have wonderfully low GIs. Next, fill another quarter of your plate with a starchy food, such as brown rice, a yam, or pasta. Starch is an unglamorous word, but it really means complex carbohydrate, the healthy, clean-burning fuel that powers your body. Finally, fill the remaining half of your plate with vegetables. Ideally, choose two different varieties. Say, a green vegetable like broccoli and an orange vegetable like carrots. These foods are your nutrition powerhouses. Add fruit for dessert, and you'll be set. You can vary these proportions if you like. As long as your plate is vegan and low in fat and has a low GI, you will be fine. There are millions of ways to do this. Some people like an Italian or Mediterranean meal, which might include bean soup and pasta with a chunky vegetable sauce. Others prefer Latin American meals with beans, rice, and vegetables. Some favor an Asian dinner with tofu, which counts as a legume because it is made from soybeans, rice, and vegetables. An Indian-inspired plate might include a lentil curry with rice and vegetables. For Americans from southern states, many traditional foods fit the bill beautifully. Beans or black-eyed peas, rice, and greens without the traditional fatback. When I visit my parents in North Dakota, we substitute a bean dish and vegetable cutlets for the usual meat dish and add yams or sweet potatoes, along with a couple of vegetable choices. Dessert might be pears, strawberries, or oranges. See the pattern? It's still there. A bean dish, a starchy food for healthy carbs, vegetables, and fruit for dessert. Here's a sample one-day menu. Breakfast: veggie sausage, rye toast, oatmeal with cinnamon and raisins, sliced cantaloupe. Lunch: green salad, split pea soup, hummus sandwich on rye bread with sliced tomato and cucumber. Dinner: spinach salad with cherry tomatoes, angel hair pasta with tomato and mushroom sauce, steamed broccoli. Snacks: apples, oranges, and bananas. Choosing your menu for the coming week. All right, you are doing great. You have made good choices that will give you a healthy start. Let's look ahead at the next week. Pencil in some breakfasts, lunches, dinners, and snacks for the next 7 days. It is fine to repeat items, use leftovers, or make your life easy in any way you can. Remember, though, do not limit calories or skip meals. It is essential to be realistic. If you do not enjoy cooking now, that is unlikely to change. Plan to have foods on hand that require little preparation. Will you be at work? Traveling? Planning ahead is essential. If there is nothing healthful in the company canteen, you will want to pack a lunch. Sometimes when a colleague asks what I am having for lunch, I answer, "Le reste d'hier." This sounds exotic until I explain that the phrase is actually French for leftovers. But the fact is, my leftovers sometimes are exotic, depending on which restaurant filled the doggy bag. Let's go shopping. Okay, now that you have your menu, it is time to go shopping. Your goal is to stock your shelves with foods and ingredients you will need so your week goes smoothly, and when hunger hits, you will be ready. Take a trip down those aisles at the supermarket that you may well have neglected in the past. The produce department may stock meat substitutes, soy milk, and other healthy products, along with an ever-growing array of new and interesting fruits and vegetables. Also check out the ethnic, health, and dietetic aisles, and look at the shelves with innumerable varieties of rice and colorful dried beans. Be sure to check out your nearest health food store if you have not done so already. You will find substitutes for meat, cheese, and milk, and interesting foods from other countries, all worth a try. Explore and experiment. Some new finds will become favorites. If the occasional purchase turns out to be a dud, do not worry. That is what experimenting is all about. As you shop, pick up ingredients that will allow you to prepare a few extra things on the weekend. A pot of soup or stew, for example, that you can then split into portions for quick reheating during the week. You will notice that prices for healthful foods vary widely. Overall, vegetarian foods are less expensive than meaty or cheesy products. Beans, fresh and frozen vegetables, pasta, rice, these humble ingredients cost very little. However, health food stores sometimes put premium prices on prepared products, which is true for non-vegetarian as well as healthy vegan items. You will soon sort out your best choices. While you are at the store, pick up a daily multivitamin. As you have seen, it's important to get adequate vitamin B12, and a multivitamin is a great way to do that. The best ones are iron-free and vegetarian. Some staples. Basic foods to taste and try. There are a few basic foods that would be good for you to get to know. They are not elaborate, just simple basic staples that ought to be on your shelves. If they are new to you, they will be healthful additions to your repertoire. Let me list some here and encourage you to think about them when shopping. Old-fashioned oatmeal. Choose this variety rather than instant and see how easy and fast it is to make. Just combine one part oatmeal with two parts cold water, bring to a boil, simmer for a couple of minutes. That's all there is to it. Oatmeal is loaded with soluble fiber to bring your cholesterol down and filling enough to keep hunger at bay all morning. While you are at the store, pick up some toppings, cinnamon, raisins, or other fruit, or whatever calls to you. Beans. Get to know the many varieties of this humble food. Very low in fat, devoid of cholesterol, high in soluble fiber, calcium, and iron, and with an enviable glycemic index. Beans Day has arrived. Cook them up from scratch if you like, but it's handy to stock your shelves with a couple of cans of black beans and a jar of salsa, fat-free refried beans, and any other varieties you see. Frozen vegetables. Convenience is the word here. If you are the slightest bit pressed for time, you will be glad you have vegetables in your freezer that just need a little steaming. Nutritionally, frozen vegetables are equivalent to fresh. Look for broccoli, winter squash, petite Brussels sprouts, carrots, cauliflower, and anything else you fancy. Lentil soup. Lentils assert themselves in a hearty and healthful soup. Keep a can or two on hand. Hummus. This simple chickpea dip has become an enormously popular sandwich filling. But skip the commercial brands, which are too high in fat. If you have a food processor, you can make your own in less than 5 minutes, and you will be set for the week. Check the recipe on page 15 of the bonus disc, Menu and Recipes section, and pick up the ingredients the next time you go shopping. Chickpeas. Speaking of chickpeas, this is one legume that is really at home just about anywhere, not just as hummus, but also in salads, soups, pasta sauces, and stir fries. You can even eat them for breakfast. Keep a few cans on your shelf. The extra small cans with pop-top lids are especially convenient. Toppings. Dijon mustard is great for sandwiches, and lemon juice or apple cider vinegar are great on green vegetables and salads. Salsa was just made for beans, and fat-free dressings of any variety are handy too. Brown rice. Most people have never tasted a properly prepared bowl of rice. The trick is to select brown rice, toast it slightly, and cook it like pasta, using what may seem like too much water and draining away the excess at the end. Barley. This grain is all over the breakfast cereal aisle, in puffed and sugared form, but barley really shines in soups or when served as a grain side dish. You can mix it with rice and cook them together. Barley has a low GI, lots of soluble fiber, and wonderful taste and texture. Spaghetti sauce. Take a few minutes to read labels on jars of marinara sauce to find varieties that exclude cheese and other animal products and keep oil to a minimum. Then, stock your shelves for a quick and easy dinner. Pick up your favorite pasta to go with it. Meat substitutes. Try the veggie versions of hot dogs, burgers, and deli slices. They are not haute cuisine, but they serve a useful purpose, and some taste surprisingly similar to the foods they imitate. Read the labels, though, and skip products with animal-derived ingredients or more than 2 to 3 grams of fat per serving. Health food stores have a huge selection, and many regular supermarkets carry them too. Nutritional yeast. You can find this in the supplement aisle at health food stores. Nutritional yeast dissolves into spaghetti sauces, stir fries, casseroles, soups, and lots of other recipes, adding a subtle cheese-like taste. It is not the same as brewer's yeast or baker's yeast, both of which taste bitter. Nutritional yeast comes in flakes and powder. For better texture and versatility, buy the flakes. Fresh fruit. Fresh fruit is a perfect snack, and you will want to keep it on hand, but you cannot keep it for long. Be realistic and choose what you are likely to eat. What to do with unhealthy foods? So, you have filled your shelves and refrigerator with healthy staples. If some not-so-healthful items from your previous diet are still lurking in your kitchen, though, what do you do? That's easy. Get rid of them. Give them away, throw them away, or feed them to your cat. But do not keep tempting foods nearby. They present more of a temptation than you need. Planning ahead. Eventually, healthful eating will become second nature. For now, though, you will need to put a bit of thought into where you will be at lunchtime and dinnertime and what you will have. There really are healthy choices out there, but they're sometimes not so obvious in a culture that caters to unhealthy tastes. It helps to plan ahead. Check the label. There are two things you want to look for on product labels. First, check the ingredient list to make sure there are no animal-derived ingredients. Common ones include milk solids, whey, casein, and various casein derivatives, such as sodium caseinate, egg products, and gelatin. Also be on the lookout for partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, which are as bad as saturated fat. Sometimes people want to make exceptions for foods that sound as if they are healthful. Honey, for example, has gotten unjustified good press over the decades. Nutritionally speaking, honey is simply sugar, offering you nothing from a health standpoint. Rather like olive oil, its marketing has gotten way ahead of its value. Next, check the nutrition facts. Ideally, a serving of a food will have no more than about 2 grams of fat and should have zero cholesterol. If the cholesterol content is anything other than zero, the product contains some animal-derived ingredient. Plants do not contain cholesterol. If label reading seems a bit cumbersome, keep in mind that you need to check a product only once. As you find the products that fit the bill, there's no need to check them again. Also, simple foods do not need labels. No one ever had to look for the fine print on a banana or pear, a box of frozen spinach, or a bag of navy beans. Each of these foods has exactly one ingredient. On your mark, get set. As discussed in the last chapter, you will want to pick out a 3-week period and really dive into this new menu. Choose a time when you have the mental energy to embrace a change. If you are an accountant, April 14th probably is not a good time. If you are a student, exam week may not be the best choice. But once you have picked your time, jump in with both feet. Do the diet change 100%. Follow our 3 guidelines as closely as humanly possible and do it all the way. Okay, you have done great. You have the basics down. In the next several chapters, we will look at specific health issues and situations you may encounter, and I will offer plenty of tips for handling them.